Are you one of those people that can just throw a bunch of stuff into a suitcase and off with the wind, go on a weekend getaway? Because I am definitely not that person. I have to have like a checklist. I have to think about it extensively. And even when I do that, inevitably, I still leave something behind, you know, something important like a toothbrush or a pair of socks or even some article of clothing that I need for the weather changes. If you try to throw together your copy needs for a live launch of a product or service, then inevitably you too are probably going to find that you are leaving some important pieces out. So let's talk about all of the things you need to consider and have on hand in order to make a live launch a success.
Welcome to Copy That Converts, the podcast that gives you copywriting and email marketing tips to help your business connect with ideal clients who will actually buy. Consider me your bossy big sister for your business. I'll tell you exactly what to do to create high converting copy so you can close your laptop with confidence knowing that you've created words that work. I'm Megan Wisdom, a certified copywriter and bona fide big sis who's helped 5, 6, and 7-figure business owners make thousands of dollars through email marketing. And I want to help you do that too. Get ready for some no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is advice with a sprinkle of fun as we learn how to create copy that converts into sales.
If you're planning to launch a product or service this year, I want to encourage you to stop right now and head to the show notes to grab the launch list. This is an absolutely free checklist that you can download today, and it walks you through 3 stages leading up to your launch. 3 months in advance, like what you need to be doing at each stage as far as marketing is concerned, what your priorities are. So grab that. And now let's talk about what kinds of copy you actually need in order to make a successful launch. I'm going to be honest with you, it's not a teeny tiny bit. So if you've ever talked to a copywriter and gotten a quote for a launch, complete launch package, you might be like, wow, this is a lot, because there is a lot of components that go into a live launch. There's also a lot of components in an evergreen sequence, but today I'm going to focus completely on live launches. If you want to know why, you can go back and listen to episode 17, where I talk about the pros and cons of live launch versus evergreen. So anyways, let's get back to live launch. What do you need in order to have a live launch? Well, before we get to the copy, let's start with the obvious. A live launch is going to have some kind of a live component, and that is a good thing because you're going to be able to have an opportunity to connect with your clients, potential clients, and answer their questions. I think this is a huge advantage in today's economy. Today's marketplace is much different than it was just even 2 years ago. And so we all know those pre-recorded webinars that used to be back in 2020, where you would, you know, select your time of day and it looked like it was live, but it wasn't really live, and they were asking you to interact and like drop something in the comments. Like, we all know that trick now. Like, it's not really a trick, but you know what I mean? We all know that play. And so I feel like that's lived its life and it's kind of done. So you either need to do an evergreen or you need to do a live launch where you can actually have conversations with your people. Conversations convert, y'all. Conversations help convert people into making a decision. It's like you're holding their hand and guiding them to give them that extra courage to click that button, and it really does help boost conversion rates. But the only reason I mentioned the live component is because it does affect the kind of copy that you need for your launch. So let's back up. First of all, you're going to have 3 different sections of your launch. You're going to have your promo period, the time leading up to the launch. You're going to have the actual launch week, the time that you're going live, and then your sales, which is kind of overlaps between when you're going live and following up afterwards. So 3 sections, promo, live launch, sales. So let's start with promo. This is the time when people are signing up actively and you're building your list. What do you need to do to remind them that they signed up? Because a lot of times it's so easy to say, oh, that looks great, sign up, click, and then completely forget about it and miss it altogether. So you need to keep them active and engaged. You need to be nurturing them every single week with a newsletter. You can also, during the promo period, send regular reminders. Hey, the challenge is coming up. The boot camp is coming up. The webinar is coming up. Add this to your calendar. Provide them calendar links, all that good stuff, so that they will actually show up when the live launch occurs. So definitely be reminding them, stay top of mind during the promo period. Remind them what the benefits of showing up will be. So you need to have some kind of incentive for showing up live. Whether that is just the information that you're providing, you need to really promo that and let them know this is what they're going to get, this is how they're going to change, or you need to provide some kind of other incentive, like a giveaway, a scholarship, whatever it may be. Next up is the live launch portion. So what do you need as far as copy is concerned there? You need to continue to remind people, hey, we're going live in so many hours or so many minutes. Hey, we are going live. We need you to show up. So why is this considered copy? It's just a reminder, you say. Well, copy, remember, the definition of copywriting is to persuade people to take action. We want to get them to show up live, so we're asking them to take action, to actually show up, to actually set aside time to be present in the moment. And this is important because conversations convert, like I said. So getting them there live is important. And what about if they can't make it live? Because there are situations where, let's face it, people have to work, they have a sick kid, they, you know, have an appointment that came up at that time, then we need to have a way for them to be able to watch the information if they can't show up live. So that requires creating copy to get people to watch the replay. So there you go. That's your live launch, reminding people and then reminding people to watch the replay. Then lastly is your sales. This is the time where you're going to start promoting your product or service that you want to sell. And usually this comes midway or towards the end of your live component. It may be at the end of a single webinar. If you're having like a boot camp or challenge, then it may be midweek. No matter when you start to really hone in on your sales message, you need to start immediately sending sales emails to those people, even if you're not done with a live component, because you are wanting to convert them as soon as possible. You want to close the deal as soon as you can. So that means walking people through their objections. Do you know what their objections are? Have you done your market research? Again, you want to get that launch checklist because it's going to walk you through those different stages of what you need to gather, what you need to know before you ever start creating your copy. But you've got to think about all the objections that people could possibly come up with. And the way you know that is by asking them directly, FYI. Because once you meet their objections, then they have nothing else to go on. Like, it only makes sense. You've got a solution to their problem. You've met every objection. Well, what am I waiting for? I've got to buy it. So that is kind of the whole process. One, you know, touching base, you're providing value in the promo by saying, hey, come to this webinar, bootcamp, challenge, whatever, you're going to get something out of it. Two, then you start selling your program or service because you've connected with your client, you've built rapport, you've shown credibility, you've shown that you have a solution to their problem, and then the sales sequence continues to show them that. So once you've completed all of your copy for promo, live launch, and sales, which, to be honest, just in emails alone, that could be close to 30 emails. That's a lot, right? You also need to consider a fourth section of your launch, which would be a downsell. And we'll talk more about that later, but a downsell would then require you coming up with, if they don't purchase, what can you offer them that is more of an entry-level offer? That could be additional emails as well. And we're not even talking about the sales page here. Sales pages alone, if they are done correctly with market research and all the things with a quality copywriter, that could take up to 20 hours of work. It is a lot. So you need to plan accordingly. You need to plan way in advance. Is it impossible to create your live launch copy quickly? No, it's not. But it's like you're going to have to buckle down, head to the grindstone, no distractions, because it's going to take a lot. So your only other option for this, if you do not have time to create the copy that you need for a live launch, then you need to outsource. As a certified high conversion copywriter, I can help with that. So if you are thinking about launching this year and you're like, wait, that's a lot of work, I don't think I can do it, I need help. Or you're not confident in your copy skills, because it really is important to nail the psychological aspects of copy, especially when you're relying on an online sales message, you definitely need to nail the wording and the emotion and all the parts that come with that. So if that's you and that's a struggle for you, then I want to encourage you to go to meganwisdom.com. That's MEGANWISDOM.com, or hang out with me on Instagram. I'm at meganwisdomwrites. You can send me a DM. I'm currently full for spring, but I am taking waitlist for summer and fall. So if you're interested, reach out and let's chat more. If you're going to try to tackle this yourself, then I want to encourage you one more time to head on down to the show notes and grab the launch list checklist. so you can get everything planned out and feel good about it and not feel like you're going to show up on your romantic weekend getaway having left your deodorant at home.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, I'd be so grateful if you shared it with a business bestie. Or better yet, leave a review on iTunes, because by doing so, you'll help this podcast reach more business owners who can learn how to use copywriting to grow their businesses. And that's what we're all about here. So thanks.